When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know who necessarily to ask, so you just throw it to us, and we'll turn around and ask our listeners and, you know, see what we can do for you.
Yeah, we got a message. She wants to remain anonymous, and you'll soon find out why.
Okay.
So she said, I had to write you guys about what happened over the weekend. This is totally something you guys will appreciate. So I was at one of my good girlfriend's houses when I found a bucket on the side of her house with some wet wipes next to it.
Ew.
Naturally, I asked her why she had wet wipes, and I did not see this answer coming. She explained that that was her emergency little outhouse.
Ew.
She only has one working bathroom at her place currently. It's right next to the bedroom. You can hear everything that goes on. So if she has a guy over and she has to, you know, nature calls, do the things, she tells him that she needs to get something from her car. She'll go outside and actually do the deed in the bucket.
What?
Yes. She has a poo bucket on the side of her house. She claims it's a trick she learned in a sorority. All the girls that she knows still do this, too.
What sorority does this?
I do not know. And she said, like, immediately my brain goes to her neighbors. Have they seen her do this?
Mm.
I was too stunned to even ask in the moment. But is she right in the fact that a lot of people do this? I'm still trying to process it all, LOL. Is she right? Are there a lot of people that do this?
So she's just asking, like,
this a thing? Is it kind of normal? I've never heard of it.
So first of all, before we go all like, that's gross, judgy.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can't.
Because I'm kind of there.
Right. I can't say that, oh, why gross? Why would you ever go, you know, to the bathroom, not in a actual bathroom? Well, I mean, I have plenty of times. So I don't have a bucket next to the house, though.
But like, you've done, like, number one and number two are different.
I've done both.
You? Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
but
camping, were you a camper? Or was this at your house?
Okay, so are you wanting to know my situation of why I've had to? Okay, so
you opened the door. I'm walking through. I don't know why I am.
It has been several years, dare say, maybe even a couple decades since I was last doing that outside of a bathroom.
Were you drunk or were you a child?
I was a teenager. And we were riding bikes because that's what teenagers do. And I was about a block away from my house and I couldn't make it.
Not going to make it.
Yep. And so I used some bushes and leaves. So, So it happens. And I get that there can be emergencies, but I don't think there are emergencies in your own house that are causing you to need to go outside to do that. That just seems a little bit strange.
It's extreme. Beth says, girl, buy some poopery and the toilet oil descent. I think that's not necessarily the only thing she's worried about. I think she's worried about noises.
Okay,
she mentioned you can hear things.
Right. And there are plenty of people on Facebook that are, you know, mixed. They're like, hey, you know what? Whatever. Let her freak flag fly. Let her do her. We'll let the, you know, the gentlemen callers that are over at her house figure it out on their own, whatever.
And my mind also goes to her neighbors. Like, it doesn't seem like she's constructed any sort of, like, curtain barrier. Like, does she take a blanket out with her and cover herself? I'm going to assume that's what she does.
All right. Well, anyways, we could go round and round real quick, but let's...
This is a time where I regret.
I'd like to hear what you have to say about this. All right. 502-571-9970 or at Ben and Kelly Show. I don't know if I want to spend a whole lot more time on this poo bucket group therapy. And if you're just tuning in and you're this is the first thing you're hearing, welcome. Welcome to the show. We got a message from a listener who has a friend who is like, hey, I've got a bathroom that is really close to the bedroom and you hear everything. And so when I have a guy over, I say, hey, I got to run out to my car and get something. And I use the restroom outside. I have a little bucket I keep outside with wet wipes.
And so she was just kind of, she was stunned. She was like, do other people do this? I'd never heard of it before. Kim's like, well, coming from someone who only has one toilet in the house, she's kind of genius. LOL. I mean, I've never thought of or heard of that, but I can think of several times in the past when that would have come in very handy.
So do we need to offer up suggestions instead of the poo bucket? And I don't know how hard it is going to be for her to break this habit, because maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't know what the, like, the freedom of having said bucket is, and how hard it would be to break this sort of habit. But do we need to come up with some sort of ways to mask it? Music was a suggestion. You put on some music. There's
yes,
things like
television.
You can put the television on in the bedroom and say, "Hang on a second, I gotta
yeah,
see a man about a horse."
Jack up the volume. Yes, there are many products that you can use to disguise, you know, aromas.
Yeah, you know,
stuff like that.
Kimberly's like, she's got a very odd definition of an emergency. To me, using an emergency outhouse would be that my bathroom is literally under repair or the water is turned off or something that prevents me from actually using it.
Absolutely. And, you know, kind of Erica is the same way. Time to grow up. The sorority is over. Everyone in the world goes to the bathroom, including your random dude. If he can't handle that, then why is he staying with you? Love yourself better. Use your bathroom. Get the other one fixed. And stop doing that outside, because all it takes is one neighbor to call police for suspicious behavior.
Jennifer says, what happens when he comes out looking for her at her car because she's taking too long?
Oh,
he's like,
wow.
Hey, are you out here? You've been outside a while.
Danger. I mean, yeah, there is some danger of that, I would think.
But I will say, kudos to her, because she must be very efficient.
Okay.
You know? Oh,
great.
Like to the point where it's timed, she knows how long she's going to take. She's like, hey, just give me a minute, I'll be there and back. Because, you know, we've talked about on the show just the length of time it takes. And a lot of times, and before, you know, radio became a very digital medium. You know, we had physical CDs to play. And so we literally had, like, whatever the length of the CD was to do our business and be back, right?
Well, most everyone is kind of chiming in saying, listen, especially Jason said, this is absolutely disgusting. If she's that ridiculously self-conscious about it, she should stop having randos over to her house and get the other bathroom fixed. It's a good point.
Yeah. All right. And look, Amy's just like, hey, just get a sound machine. They are small and they are battery operated and they're easy. So,
yeah. And Dawn says, listen, this is silly. It's weird. I promise college girls are not stashing these buckets outside their apartments. Turn on the water or fan flush, but stop being dumb.
What do you do with the bucket when you're done? Like,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I mean,
logistics of this scenario are making me crazy.
All right. Well, like I said, we've never heard of this sort of thing or situation in the past. And that's why when we got it,
and we
the
don't
message,
discriminate. So,
yeah. We thought we'd toss it over to you guys. So I think we're all saying, yes, it's a little bit odd. Maybe you suggest to your friend, if it is your friend, if it's not really you, hey, asking about a friend. But, you know, you say, hey, you know, there are some alternatives that you should suggest, like music, running water, things
Stacey
like that.
Stacey said, you know, what does she do when it's cold outside? Is she still doing this outside in the winter?
Good points. Good points. Well, anyways.
It's really good. These are all very valid points. Yeah. And I think they all lead to no, just go in your bathroom
right.
Like a normal person.
If you want to chime in on the conversation, see what others have written and all that, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.